Welcome to Duval County.
Thank you.
What's first for you?
First is to me, for me, is to get acclimated to everyone who works in this building as much as possible. This isn't my first superintendency, so many of the same things that would have been happening in my former district are going on here. It's just I'm now the new person, and I want to make everyone feel comfortable and understand that I'm not here to create total chaos, that what changes that need to be made, we're going to make them together. And so today is about getting ready for our next school board meeting with people like yourself, and just great staff. My office was already set up prior to coming in today, so a lot of things were done in advance of me arriving, and so that's made it much easier for me, and it's just now getting to know everyone.
I know Dr. Willis is going to be here for a little bit to sort of help with the transition. Can you tell me a little bit about how you foresee that process going? What are some of the things that you really want to learn from her?
The things that I really need to learn from her is what decisions have been made prior to my arriving. Closing out the year is a two-part phase, closing out the year and being prepared for the next school year. A lot of things have already been done prior to July 1, and I just need to spend a lot of time with her to understand what has been done so that I can move those, whether they're issues or projects, forward and try to maintain that consistency. Again, even though change is going to happen, my number one goal is to do it with everyone, with collaboration, and not just a knee-jerk reaction, and try to take a path that in the very beginning that will help everyone get on the right path.
From what you know so far, what areas of the Duval County School District need the most improvement?
Well, I'm not going to say what I don't think what I know right now is enough information to make that determination. What are the areas that need the most improvement? But there are general areas. It wouldn't matter what district I'm in. Academics is always going to be something that we can always improve. Ensuring safety and security of our students, making sure that our employees are safe in their locations of work. Those are things that are happening not only in Duval but across the country, and we want to continue to focus on those same issues so that our students, when they come to school, they know that they're in a safe environment. When our teachers come to work, they're in a safe environment, and that the number one priority is doing what's best for students to ensure their success.
So after the school board voted to start negotiating a contract with you, that night, right away, they said, you know, something that really impressed them was your ability to convince voters to approve a millage increase for new schools. But one board member said she personally thinks it's going to take time to gain community trust to be able to get our community to approve something like that. What do you foresee as steps in doing that?
Well, I think any passing of a referendum requires a coalition of involved and engaged citizens in the process. And stepping in on July 2nd being my first official day, I need to, again, get to know people, introduce myself to the community. I know that there will be a reception for me on July 17th that, you know, gives an opportunity to meet individuals that are engaged in not only in K-12 education, but higher ed education, individuals engaged in social issues related to the community, other governmental institutions. And so it does take time. It takes time to understand what are the issues. And one, will a referendum help solve those issues? So my first role is to, one, get to know everyone, but number two, identify what are our issues, what are the areas that we need more support and more resources, and then share that information with the board, and together with the board, develop a plan on how we can attack those issues.
Can you share a little bit about how it was successful in Manatee? What steps did you have to take to ensure that happened?
Well, we had to work through the community trusting the school board. 5 years ago, the school district was financially in a dark place, and we worked hard to get our finances in a place that showed the community that we had that part of the workings of the school district not only under control, but it was in a great space and it was in the right path. We had to develop relationships with other government agencies, institutions, nonprofits, parents. We had to develop those relationships with them to let them see the school district. We took the stance that, hey, our school district is a reflection of our community, and we believe we live in a great community, therefore we have a great school district. You just don't know it yet. And we started opening our doors, letting people into our schools, whether it was through video vignettes of seeing what's happening in our classrooms, to new ways of volunteering in our schools. We worked a lot with our nonprofit organizations and social organizations such as the Lakewood Ranch Rotary, introduced a program, Books for Kids, working with United Way, Reading Pals. We were constantly opening up the school district to our community because we kept saying we are a part of this community, and if we think this community is great, then we need to also make this a great school district. And that probably was the number one strategy we used to bring people together, to engage them in the conversation, to see what we were doing.
What are your thoughts on Duval's plan for hiring armed school safety assistants? They're getting more training than the law requires, but still less than a sworn officer. And something else that I hear people being critical about is, you know, they're only going to be paid $12.50 an hour. So what are your thoughts on the way Duval decided to handle the state mandate?
Well, actually, Duval is handling it very similar to Manatee. Our number one desire would be to have SROs in all of our schools. However, the funding will not is not enough to ensure that we could have SROs in every school. And Manatee went to hiring, they're called different names, safety guardians for all of the elementary schools. And basically, they will be trained by the Sheriff Department. And you're correct, they're getting more training than the average, than actual law enforcement would be receiving. This is our next best option to ensuring that all of the students in Duval County will be safe, and that the process should not stop. We should not say, well, we've done this, so now it's over. We will need to review it, evaluate it, not only yearly, but I believe every 6 months we should go back and decide, can we, if the funding is there, add additional SROs? Or do we agree, maybe we find that the safety officer assistance, that is the best route, and we make decisions about, okay, now we need to improve their salaries. A number of issues need to be reviewed constantly to ensure that we're doing the very best job for our students and our employees' safety on those campuses.
So now that the state has less time and fewer options to turn around DNF schools, improve them, two Duval schools starting in August will be run by an outside operator. And then this year, at least three Duval schools, they're going to be under the same. They have to make a C or they're going to face a similar fate. Can you talk to me about turning around schools? What's your experience in doing that? What are some methods that you find work?
Well, in my former district, we had schools. We had a 11 D schools last year, and now we're down to six. I know that turning around schools that are struggling is challenging, but what we have found, the number one strategy is giving them support and ensuring that whatever roadblocks that may be present at a particular school, it's our job to try to remove those roadblocks as much as possible and ensure that they have the support in resources as well as human capital. Number three, it's all about monitoring. Inspect whatever you expect. if we've made a decision to do ABC program, well, who's the lead on that program? Who's the person from the district that supports the school in implementing that program? Who's the person that will collect the data to give us questions to ask? Is this working? And if it's not working, what do we need to tweak, or do we need to turn right instead of left? Monitoring is key to ensuring active engagement between the district and the schools, and active engagement with the community that school serves, to ensure that we are removing as many of the roadblocks from that school not being successful and giving them an opportunity to be successful.
So now that we've talked about a couple state mandates, what do you foresee yourself advocating for or against this next legislative session?
I'm always advocating allow us the time. Many times change happens very quickly. Allow us the time to implement what you've requested. Allow us the opportunity to really educate our students. There's so much more to an education than a test score. We need to ensure that we can offer our students the arts, the performing arts, physical education, making sure we can make education about the student and not about whatever special interest is going on at the particular time. And I will work to continue to support this school district, this board, in the efforts of making sure we offer a high quality education for every student in Duval Public Schools.